Hello, this is Yoki Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your will to change the world and open up your internal treasure within you, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. So, Bodhisattva Dharma Karas, Bow number 24. No, not 24, sorry. Yes, 26 already now. And what he says is that when I reach into the Buddha foot, 26, yes. A bodhisattva in my world, will be again the body as the Narayana Deva. I'm not to receive the true enlightenment. So what is this means? The Narayana Deva is actually from the Hindu god. And Buddhism interpreted as the guardian Deva of the Buddha Dharma. They say that the Narayana Deva has strong body. Yes, also it's in here, in this 26th bow, it's written that Narayana Deva as the diamond. Oh yeah, diamond, the strongest. It's the strongest, very concrete, very hard. There's a meaning that why it's written that as diamond. Diamond shows the strong heart. And where this strong heart come from? Well, strong heart means that if you live a life, there's many things happens. Try to discourage you. There's no one who hasn't happened in their life, like storm time, that they're trying to discourage to break the ambition. Especially who are willing to change the world in a good way, or who are wishing to spread Dharma. Anyway, who are doing all the good things for the human beings on the planet, etc., whatever, they all experience the happening, try to discourage their wish, their will, and try to break it. Why? Well, simply saying that it's because of the negative spirit trying to disturb you. But they are all for to train your strength of the will. Where this will come from, the strong will? Try not to be defeated to the disturbing or storm, or try to break or other external world happening. Try to stop you, move forward your spirit and your ambition. All those happening, anything happens, try to stop you, try to discourage you. All those things are the grinding stone to purify your karma, purify your spirit, sharpen your spirit, and train your will. Well, then you gotta be appreciated, right? I have to appreciate even though things happen, even I don't want to. But look, remember what Babe Ruth said. I talked this in the Dharma talk in last summer. Babe Ruth is the king of the home run in baseball in the United States. And he says how he can proud about himself is not the numbers of the home run. He's done it. He can be proud of himself that every time going down under the bottom of the slump, but every time I overcame with all my effort to go up on the ground. Yes, and not be just be by patient, but train your strong will and overcome all those the storms, all those the things try to stop you, all those things try to discourage you, and those struggle history. If you keep your ambition, if you keep your will, it will be all your property. It will be all your experience that you can admit yourself the hero. It's not something that you think you want to show off to other people, but you can feel deep inside of yourself, even nobody recognize it, even nobody praise you, but your internal great spirit of the universe are recognizing, praising, and whispering that you are the true hero of the life. May you not be defeated and strengthen your will and ambition and keep up moving forward to brighten the future and brighten the world and fulfill the mission of your life.